Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D Time Season 1, Episode 34. And I titled this Ooh Child. And I wanted to talk about children. And I'm going to talk with my wife in part two about children. But we have three beautiful kids, Kira, age 2, Talia, age 7, and David Jr., the fourth, age 9, at least 9 at the time of this recording. And children, man, children are great. The good, the bad, the ugly, it's all great. They change your life. I think those that have kids, even those that don't understand this, but man, they change your life for the greater. I think of when my son was born, having my first child. Man, I think the moment he came out, and there's a funny story that I guess I'll share. When he came out, my wife is Russian, and so there's an idea of how I thought my son would look. You know, I'm African-American, she's Russian. There's a idea of how I thought he'd look coming out, right? You know, mixed, you know, maybe my hair, my wife's hair. And he came out and really pale. His eyes were all puffy, and I immediately thought, man, this looks nothing like I thought. And there's some funny things happening, but I never forget that he came out. You know, they put him on the table to clean him up, and he just stared at me, and he didn't take his eyes off me. And at that moment, my life was done. I knew then and there that my life would be forever changed, and sure enough, it has. And the thing that when I think of children, the thing that I think of the most is that, you know, kids bring out, you know, the best of you. They reveal a lot about you as a parent, as a person, just in general. You know, you no longer can be selfish when you have kids. You know, your time is no longer your own anymore. And I was surprised at the different thoughts and feelings that having kids will bring up. You know, it made me view my relationship with my father in a whole new light when I had kids. It made me have an even greater appreciation for my wife and for the moms out there, the women. Shout out to the moms, you know, what you guys go through to not only, you know, nurture a child in your womb and to deliver a child, man, whew. Blow away. No more excuses. Not that I even have any to begin with, but salute to the moms. But yeah, I gained an even greater appreciation for my wife. And kids, you know, especially as you grow up, you know, there's a lot of debate and talk about, you know, the quote-unquote proper way to raise kids, how to, you know, discipline them and things like that. And we don't necessarily get into the nitty-gritty in our discussion, but I think it's very important that we have discussions about kids and how we interact. Because one thing that I've seen is that, you know, in today's climate and the older people, the older generation could probably speak to this as well. I see more and more how sheltered kids are and how, you know, parents my age and maybe even younger, they don't like to talk about parenting. They don't like to talk about kids and things like that. And honestly, it's to the detriment. You know, our kids interact with each other hours on end. And if we never talk about it, you know, I think we're worse off for it. And so I'm excited for you guys to listen to my wife and I's conversation. We talk about kids, the good and the bad, what's surprised us, what we've learned by having kids, and for the parents out there, the upcoming parents to be, please send us your insights, thoughts, questions, tips and tricks in the comment section. As always, you can follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, D-Time Podcast at gmail.com, and reach out to us with on all things parenting. So stick around for part two, where I talk with my beautiful wife about children, coming up after the break. Peace. Hey, welcome to part two of episode 34 entitled Ooh Child. I'm here sitting down with my lovely wife, Margarita, and we're going to talk about raising kids. Margarita, what's up?
Hey, David.
So, yeah, we have three kids of our own. You know, David, age 9, Talay, age 7, and Kira, age 2. So we have a, you know, pretty different spectrum of kids. And so I thought we'd dive right into the topic of kids. And so for you, you know, what's one thing that you learned about raising kids that you may have wished you knew before you had them?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the one thing I wish I would have known is that every kid is different. Mm-hmm. I think having three kids now, I'm like, I see how different they are. But I think with the first one, I remember David, and I think we were trying to teach him how to sleep at night, and he was still pretty small, and the cry out method was very popular. And I remember we tried it for a month, and he would just cry in his crib, and I was like, and it just wouldn't work. And then I think from then on out, I just realized, I was like, every kid is different. So I was like, the cry out method didn't work for us. So, we tried something else, and it definitely worked. So I think that's what I wished I would have known, you know, from the beginning, like each kid is different. Not everything that's out there works for your kid.
Yeah. I remember those nights. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. You know, all our kids are different, and I look back on how, you know, early on in their lives and even now, Kira, yeah, like things are different for each one. So that's a good point. So maybe for you, know, in what ways has parenting changed you?
Parenting has changed me. I think I realized how much grace is needed. And I think it's changed me to become less, you know, selfish in some ways. So I think when you have kids, it's not about you anymore. It's about their needs, their wants. It makes you want to, you know, think three steps ahead and how to, you know, meet their emotional needs, you know, their physical needs. So I think that's the one thing.
Yeah. So that, I think of, you know, ways that I've changed since becoming a parent. I'm definitely, maybe I've always been paranoid, but definitely more paranoid now about just different things. That's a small thing. Mm-hmm. Now for you, you know, thinking about misconceptions, you know, things that, you know, may have been known or shared about parenting that aren't true. But for you, what's been the biggest misconception about raising kids? And for those listening, those aren't gunshots. It's New Year's Eve in Seattle. Recording, so mind the fireworks. But what's been the biggest misconception about raising kids that you've noticed?
I think the biggest misconception is I think every kid's different. So I think, you know, if it works for one kid, you know, it doesn't work for another kid, and that's okay. And not trying to, in a sense, like shame other parents, because I see like a lot of like, oh, your kid's not like this, you know. So there could be some shaming in that, but I think just remembering that every child is different, and you just have to like learn how to meet their needs.
Yeah, I totally see that. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, parents, you know, definitely feel a lot of shame if they feel like their kid isn't doing X, Y, and Z. That's okay. All kids are different. That's totally true. So if you, you know, what are some things that you would share with someone who's maybe having a hard time, you know, raising kids?
Man, I think just remembering, like raising kids is hard. But at the same time as, you know, just have mercy on yourself, you know? I think when you do that, I think Jesus kind of makes up the rest. Just got to pray a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so moving on from maybe advice that you would share with people, what's some advice that has been shared with you about raising kids? What's one of the top nuggets or top things that you can think of?
I think the top biggest thing is just having boundaries with your kids, because I was like, You can have certain rules at home, but if they go to somebody else's house, they're gonna have the same, in a sense, like the same rules because they know the boundaries you set in the house. But if you don't have certain boundaries in the home and they go somewhere else, like if it's jumping the couch, right? You allow them to jump on the couch. At home, they're gonna do exactly the same thing as somewhere else. But if you don't allow them jump, on the couch at home, they probably won't do that somewhere else. So I think the certain boundaries that, that are needed, with family, friends. I mean, you could go into detail about the whole entire topic, but that's what I've learned so far. I think it's just setting those boundaries with your kids.
Yeah, and I think there's a great parenting book about boundaries. I'll probably leave that in the comments. I think that's a really big one that I've noticed just in interacting with different families. And it's okay to have different boundaries, but you can tell the parents that don't have any boundaries at all, as opposed to who does. It's important, kids need to know where the line is, or else they're just going to be really confused. So yeah, that's a great point. For those listening, if you have any tips or tricks that have helped you in your parenting journey, or if you have questions yourself about things that you can do differently, or even need some advice, feel free to reach out to us in the comment section or on social media at D Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So, Margaret, thank you for sitting down again with me to talk about raising kids. Join us for the next episode. Thank you for joining me for D Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D Time Podcast. See you next time.